I'm Kay, and we're Positively Psyched.
Join us every Saturday morning on The Most to discuss the art and science of psychology. Only on The Most, 100.4 and 88.3 FM.
Morning, Patrick and Kay.
Good morning.
Very good morning to you.
How you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent.
One of the few people who didn't go to WOMED last night.
Yeah, there was heaps. There was heaps of teenagers too.
We read that in the paper. We supplied one, just
did
one.
Yeah. I supplied one. Yep.
Good-o.
Yep. So I did my bit for annoying everybody else. Anyway, what are we talking about today?
Well, this is our finale for a while, so we were just going to recap about what we've talked about over the last 11 sessions.
Yep.
And talk about things, some of the things that we haven't covered that we'd like to perhaps in future.
Yep.
So it's we'll be taking a bit of a break, but you'll still hear about us.
Indeed, you will. Yeah. And go for it. How do you want to approach? What do you want to touch on?
It's been a fascinating process in reviewing the real themes and principles. As psychologists and having adopted that school of thought of positive psychology,
mm-hmm.
It just confirms and affirms that we've found a good fit for our professional contribution to the community.
Mm. Let me just, and I probably should have meant to ask this a long time. If you have positive psychology, then by default, is there a negative psychology?
Yeah, well, the distinction there is that concentration on what's wrong,
right,
in the world.
So just looking at
mental ill health, etc. But positive psychology is not just the absence of problems, the absence of disease. It's actually seeking how can the positive side of life be more full and present. So that's really the theme of today. There's a very interesting conversation between the Dalai Lama and one of the psychologists, Beck, and as they debate what the terms and what reality is, it's a fascinating conversation to watch unfold. But the net result, as the Dalai Lama commented, is the media can concentrate on a lot of the bad things. We can be quite alert and attuned to the bad stuff that happens.
Mm.
But in fact, every day there are acts of kindness between people.
Yeah,
and that's happening all the time. But we don't pay a lot of attention to that just constant background and kind and compassionate environment that we're in.
Mm. Righto.
Yeah, so I guess we are looking to help people find and work to their strengths and find solutions. And part of that is being mindful that, yep, things may not be so good, but it's really about getting some perspective. Because often when things go pear-shaped, the first thing that goes is your perspective and your ability to see things, you know.
And your sense of humour.
And your sense of humour, absolutely, yeah. You know. So I guess that's part of where the positive psychology approach is looking at those strengths and finding some solutions and helping people make sense of what's gone on so that you can actually start leaving it behind,
right,
and moving forward.
Right.
So yeah,
right.
That was that's our main thrust, and it works in all facets and with all age groups. It's a really good approach.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, if you I sort of explained to my son when he was a lot younger, but you know, if you constantly focus on the mistakes that you're making and looking at backwards at the mistakes, it's like, you know, actually, you know, have you ever tried walking forwards while you're looking back? You're going to walk straight into a wall. You know, and it's sort of the same thing, isn't it? You just cannot, you know, enjoy your life if all you're doing is looking backwards. It's a bit of a cliche, but it's true, I reckon.
It is, yeah, and it's thinking about what you do want rather than what, you know, you don't want. Or you don't like. Mm. I mean, it's good to know what you don't like,
yeah,
but actually that focus on what you do want is really important. And thinking positive and going for it.
Yeah.
Having fun.
Yeah. Yes, having fun, my goodness.
Sounds like four Nike slogans all rolled into one.
I know, but it's, I mean...
Go for it, look forward.
But we don't do it. We don't. We sit here mired away thinking that everyone else is doing better than we are, and we've there's this real competitive sort of stuff going on. And we're in fact, just enjoy it.
It's almost the modern angst, isn't it? The modern first world angst of, you know, people live in third worlds. All they care about is actually living, you know, and how do I make sure that all my family are alive tomorrow? But in a first world sort of situation like we are, and there are a lot of people around the world, it's just constantly competing for commercial gains and commercial things.
Yeah, and those general principles of psychology are, of course, open and available to all, and to some degree they're plundered by the commercial world and utilised for their own ends.
Right.
But if you know about them, you're less susceptible to being tricked.
Yeah. Tricked! And that's where you guys can come in.
That's right.
Indeed.
Obviously. And so we were talking about the fact this is sort of your last session for a little while.
Yeah.
I'm feeling way better about myself, though. So thanks,
look,
man.
Hey, no worries.
It's been good for us, too.
Yeah. But it's just going to take, you've got a whole bunch of work stuff going on. And so we're going to take a few weeks break and give yourself a, you know, just
head down.
Yeah, exactly. And so, because it's your finale, we're going to play a couple of LPs.
Yeah, two songs.
And what's the first one?
Oh, this is The Instigators singing The Israelites. Of probably one of my all-time favourite compilation albums. It's just the best.
Yeah, and it's all Kiwi bands, eh?
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. They're just, it's
and
just,
that fit
this is
again.
Goat's Milk Soap. Fabulous.
Oh, I know, you've got the Mockers, Swingers, Pneumatics, Toy Love, Chris Knox's band, Screaming Mimes. What else is Riot, 111, the rest, actually, I'm not that familiar with, but that is a great compilation, isn't it, man?
Yeah.
Where did you pull that one out of?
Bought it at the time.
Yes, we were there. Dates us a bit. Oops.
All right, let's go.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's actually one of the first examples of Kiwi dub and sort of punky dub in that early 70s, around the Clash era and all that.
That's right.
Well done, well done. Good choice.
Alrighty.
Wow. So, where were we at?
Oh, we were just in review mode. So, one of the things that some of the topics we covered were sort of friendships, family, employment, and community. And the theme that came through in all those was relationships.
Yeah.
And how we manage them. And how they are managed. And we spent quite a bit of time talking about the workplace, because that really does sort of seem to resonate with people in terms of, you know, it's a lot of your time, it's a lot of your energy, and if things aren't going well, it has a serious effect on your well-being.
Well, because, just from my perspective, it's always seemed a lot more complex than managing your personal relationships, whether it's your family or your friends. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, if it's your family, your friends, you can just tell them to get stuffed.
Yeah.
Or you know, like.
And generally they love you anyway.
Of course, because they know that's what you say. But in a workplace, there's a whole bunch of new rules, and particularly rules that are legislated too. So I've always found worried that what I was going to say was going to, you know, I was almost, you know, just breaking some law by being honest or saying something, that you almost have to dance around what you say at the workplace sometimes. And I think a lot of people might feel that way, you know, and so it becomes stressful.
That is stressful when you're kind of denying your authentic self what you really want to say.
Yeah.
That does create a conflict. And either you've got to adapt and say goodbye to a part of you, or move away from that constriction.
Yep.
Which you did.
and we've done. So,
true.
People have experienced that and come out feeling okay. But this is one of the things we haven't touched on that we've been involved with a little bit lately, and that's that whole area of redundancy, which is affecting a lot of New Zealanders presently. Probably the only good thing is that you're not alone. Because it's not a good thing to happen.
Yeah.
And I guess what we've discovered, I suppose, is that the pastoral care in New Zealand with the employee assistance program is okay. It's okay. I mean, other countries don't have that necessarily. Mm. Not every organisation buys into it, unfortunately. But, you know, you've got that opportunity to look after people.
Yeah, no, I totally back that.
Yeah, and people are... And even just having it available, you don't have to utilise it, but having it available is good. I mean, people still aren't very good at putting their hand up and saying, actually, I'm not coping and I do quite need a bit of help, I think, because things are going pear-shaped and
especially
backwards.
Especially Kiwis, really, I think it's not quite
we're not good
nature.
At it. No.
Yeah.
We are a bit of number eight wire or and do it yourself.
Harden up.
And yet, I'm just reflecting a little on what you were saying. One of the other themes that we keep on coming up to is that maintain life, work to life. And when you orientate yourself kind of out of the family, out of friends, towards the work life, you learn there are rules. You're more alert. You need to do that dance. It takes more effort. One of the things with redundancy is to try and maintain your life, so to get up in the morning. To stay awake during the day as you do at work. So it gives work is essentially community. It's contributing to the community one way or the other. It depends who controls the means of production. But you are contributing and not staying inside your own head. And it's that giving to the community that is profoundly important to human beings.
Right.
It gives meaning to them.
As a social being.
As a social being, that's right. Yeah. And that contributes to mental health big time.
Right.
Mm, it does.
Mm. Cool. What are you pointing at?
The word was principles.
Right. Absolutely.
Which is actually quite important.
Jeez, very important to me.
I'll just rattle off something, and people will recognise them. The kicker is, and we said this earlier on, thinking about your strengths, but actually doing it. Writing it down and consciously practicing your strengths.
Right.
So these will make sense to people. importance of a busy life, social interactions, close relationships, meaningful work, organised plans, plausible expectations, orientation to the present, maintaining integrity, and optimistic thinking.
Yeah.
But the kicker is, put some effort into it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't happen, and that's the positively psychology approach. You've got to kind of work at the things that you want to have more of.
Yeah.
Mm.
But these principles are known, they're doable. The more you do of them, the healthier your life's going to be.
Yeah.
And really, you know, aiming for some sort of contentment with your life, happiness with your lot, is harder than we think, or people seem to find it hard to do. And the level of dissatisfaction in people's lives is concerning.
Well, the whole grass greener over the other side, sort of malarkey. As you do get a bit older, you start to realise that there actually is, you know, there is only one field and everybody's in it. You know what I mean? So there is no green grass on the other side. It's a fallacy, isn't it? And I think when people actually work that out, they have an epiphany and the penny drops, and then, you know, and do you help them to actually see that?
Absolutely. It's, again, it's getting that perspective and finding out, so where's your support? Oh, well, I've just been doing it. So who's supporting you? You're supporting these other people. Who's supporting you? Where are you getting your support from? Those kind of questions that people don't, they just tend to charge on without kind of looking and thinking that actually maybe I do need a bit of support.
Yeah.
And appreciating this is a brief moment in time.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's a human issue, that one, mate.
Yeah.
We all think we've been here forever, and the earth was... Actually, that's what Hugh Masekela said last night on stage.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He said something about, you know, that we all just need to actually realise that we didn't create this planet. This isn't ours. we're just along for the ride like everybody else.
Mm. Aye.
So anyway. What we've got one more track to play, but we should go summarise.
It's our finale.
Yes. Hey, thanks for coming in over the last 11 or 12 weeks. But you know, you're going to be back.
We will be. I tell you, it's really you know, live radio. I don't think, quite frankly, it's for the faint-hearted. From my perspective, I've kind of, you know, gone from wanting to just hide under the desk rocking to you know, be sitting in a chair. So good for me. Patrick, you know, would talk to anybody anytime.
Yeah.
Never a problem.
Yeah.
So yeah, for us, for me personally, it's been a great experience.
Oh, good.
Actually.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
Man. Well, we really enjoy you guys coming in. I personally do, because I, you know, I like to just, you know.
Oh, you're a good bunch to talk to. I mean,
your brain.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good bunch to talk to, and that's Jack and was it Helen?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
Hillary.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, they've been really enjoyable as hosts as well. All right.
And that sense of connection to the most listeners and that community of people, you know, who probably share, I don't know, hopefully.
Well, you know, I say this to anybody who listens. You know, what we're trying to do is keep the live the way radio has always should be, always has been. And unfortunately for the last 15, 20 years in this country has been homogenised so badly that people have lost memory of what real radio actually is.
Big ups.
And can be, and was, and should be again. And
oh, yeah, it's quite a joy, isn't it, when it hums along and people are just being themselves.
Effort, but it's doable.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, of course it is, because you just turn on a mic and you let people, you know, have a freedom of speech and be themselves.
That's right. So, you know, we've got a website.
Very cool.
Come and check it out.
Positively psyched.
Yep.
.co.nz.
Indeed.
Spelt exactly as you would think it's going to be spelt.
Yeah.
Unless you're a really bad speller.
That's right, but thank goodness for spell check.
Unless you're like my daughter, your spelling's terrible. She's probably listening right now. So we're playing Monty Python, the Universe Song, otherwise known as the Galaxy Song. So
yes.
That's a skit from...
Just to give you a bit of perspective...
Yep.
Yeah, so this is a skit out of Meaning of Life.
That's right. Yep. So this is the liver donor scene, which is
about
fabulous.
Those marketers.
And my son's just discovered Monty Python, Meaning of Life, actually.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. Alrighty. Hey, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you, Mike.
And we'll see you in a few weeks, eh?
Okay.
Sure. Cheers.
I'd be scared. All right. I'll tell you what. Look, listen to this. Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough,
and people are stupid, obnoxious or daft, and you feel that you've had quite enough, just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour, that's orbiting at 19 miles a second, so it's reckoned, a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day in an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour of the galaxy we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. Keeps on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz, as fast as it can go, at the speed of light, you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth, and pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, 'cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
Find myself picking up the pieces of me that you discarded. So this is what they talk about when they say broken hearted.